You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's the first step toward avoiding a government shutdown in the next few weeks. An agreement between Republicans and Democrats in Washington, an overall cap on discretionary spending for the rest of the fiscal year. Big development in the investigation into that door that fell off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight on Friday. A key part of the door found in the backyard of a school teacher named Bob in Portland, Oregon.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Thank you, Bob.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. Digging out in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
My little battery-powered snowblower is no match for this, so I kind of have to shovel, get the snow down a little bit, and then I can snowblow.
Nearly a foot of snow fell over the weekend. First major winter storm of the season for many. Two other cross-country storms are now on the move. Michigan and Washington set to battle for the National College Football Championship later tonight. This is ABC News. Russia launching a fresh barrage of missiles all across Ukraine. At least four people killed and dozens more hurt. Today marks 5 months since fire roared through parts of Maui, killing 100 people. ABC's Alex Stone taking a look at the debate over tourists returning to the area.
Maui has long struggled with the role of tourism on the island. It is the monetary lifeblood of the economy, but many residents feel the island is too commercialized. Katie Austin was a server at restaurants and quit, disgusted over the vacationing families arriving to play on the beach and sit by resort pools. She says it's not good for mental health as the community still suffers.
Everything has been taken over by tourism.
The local leaders have pleaded with people to spend their money on Maui. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And rescue teams hoping to make a breakthrough today to get five people trapped in a cave in Slovenia. They're more than a mile in, got trapped over the weekend when heavy rains flooded that cave. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Chicago Bears 17-9 at Lambeau Field and punched their ticket to the playoffs. Green Bay heads to Dallas this week to face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Is there any question now that Jordan Love is the legit replacement for Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't think there's many questions left, to be honest with you. He's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. I think great things are in store for him.
Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks with six catches for 61 yards and and 2 touchdowns on how Jordan Love has improved.
It was early in the season. We didn't have that chemistry, like I said. So he just had to get that feeling. The last couple weeks, you know, he'd been on his A game.
Bears have now lost to the Packers 10 times in a row. Quarterback Justin Fields on the Bears' 7-10 season.
Of course, it was a lot of ups and downs. You know, I grew a lot, learned a lot this year, and you know, I think it's going to do nothing but help me in the future.
That's Bears quarterback Justin Fields with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some big snow on the way starting late this afternoon, continuing through tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night. 4 to 7, maybe even up to 8 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Wind is also going to be an issue, gusting to 40 plus late tomorrow through tomorrow night, creating blowing snow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of Mino and the Mayor, minus Mino, because he is a little bit under the weather. Although I texted him a couple times yesterday and this morning. He's very excited about our Packer victory, and I think that's good. So that will help him get better quicker. Johnny's one of those people that believe that winter really doesn't start until we're out of the playoffs. So right. He's not worried about, we have a snowstorm coming up, Ace, and we're not sweating it. We're just going to get through that storm like it's just a little rain. Yes. Even though it's 4 to 7 inches of snow coming in the next, 50, 60 hours, we're going to be all right because we have a game coming up on Sunday and we're all looking forward to that. So anyway, yes, welcome back here. It's still 30 degrees out there in Green Bay,
yep.
32 in Appleton, and 30 in Oshkosh. So we just had a great guest on, The Walk, Donna McVay, who owns, Captain's Walk. It's now called The Walk, a unique business. And then we, last week, of course, we had on, Cole from the Green Bay Burger Company. And, you know, we like to, as we talk about things, feature small businesses that make our community unique, really anything that makes our community unique. Cause we're live from the EAA. We've had many, many guests in here just talking about, we're really not talking about what's going on nationally or even statewide, what's going on in Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay. And our next guest is part of that vibe, part of that culture, part of that uniqueness. Chef Ace Champion. And I think you guys know him, and there's 2 things I want to talk about before I introduce you. One is, Don and I were talking about experience is what people want.
Yes.
You know, and we don't want to be everywhere USA. We don't want to be Walmart. That's okay to have that, right? But we just, when you say Green Bay, you know, what's cool about it? And like the Auto Gallery, that's a cool, cool place. But something else that I think is really cool is the Tarleton.
Yes. Yes.
We had a couple guests on here that were performing there. Gizmo, remember that?
Gizmo's been there. A couple of folks from different shows, yeah.
And that's a cool place.
And
I think that's unique. You know, sometimes, as I said so many times, it's so easy to tear down history because it's cheaper to build new. But, Tarl has taken the initiative to renovate that place and to promote it and make it work. And there's a great event coming up there, and that is you.
Yes.
We have Chef Ace Champion, and you have an event coming up at the Tarleton. I just wanted, before I'll let you talk eventually.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's my show.
Yes, please.
And John's not here, so it's my mic.
Yeah, extra time.
But you catered an event for us. You're an excellent chef, and I want to get into the whole music thing. But at the Children's Museum, we had a fundraiser kickoff for that. And yeah, that was, well, that was, that food was great. And then we went to see you at Backstage at the Meyer, another great venue here in Green Bay. And you not only put on a great dinner, but then you brought in your, is it called Buffalo? What's it called? The, your music, is, what's the name of your?
Oh, they're native ancient tree flutes.
Ancient tree flutes. Yeah. And you did that. What's coming up at the Tarleton? Tell us about that.
Yes.
And welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
And
thank
are you.
You
a Packer fan?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Go Pack, go.
Yeah, right? Was that awesome?
I only cook for most of them, you know. Got to be a fan.
Do you? That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good about that. I don't want to, I want to keep the show positive. You think we're going to be okay in Dallas?
Well, we've made it this far, so.
Right. But I don't. Anybody can win on any given day. That's
this
why
is true.
That is why we play the game. This okay, so true. Tell us about the Tarleton. What's coming up?
Yeah, so, you know, as you know, the Tarleton is a very historical building.
Awesome.
I want to say over 100 years old.
Right, right on Walnut and Broadway.
Right on Walnut and Brown. Broadway. Yeah, they actually gave me my first shot last year. I was only 6 months into playing music, and I was calling around, and no one wanted me because this is very, very new to Green Bay. I mean, like, baby new. And he gave me my first shot 6 months in. February 1st, I actually had my first concert on my birthday. So they're having me back again on the 25th. Yeah, on the 25th of this month. Doors open at 5:30. They have full food, full bar, the whole nine yards. And then I'll be kicking off the concert around 6:30. It's very inspirational, motivational. If you have any anxiety, any stress, or just kind of just need some relaxation, this is a perfect venue for that.
Okay. So we got to unpack a little bit of that because I've seen you, and when you play different instruments, I see you brought some here. We'll do that after the break, I think. But
yes,
we,
for sure.
Different instruments help different parts of your body.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about
it. That's based on ancient technology, mainly in the Eastern world. So our body assists of about seven major chakras. These are energy centers. So as we take the energy in, these are the centers where the energy is stored and distributed. So what I found out is all the seven major musical notes, A, D, C, B, you know, et cetera, they're all connected to a certain chakra, and each chakra is connected to a certain organ. So if I play, let's just say, the key of D, that actually is a sacral chakra, and that resonates with your lower intestines, a little bit of your immune system. So when you're having issues in that area, you can play these certain tones and certain frequencies to kind of help. They call it releasing nitric oxide within the body. But basically what you're doing is you're waking up the cells, you're revitalizing them. Sometimes they go to sleep, and allowing your body to do what it's meant to do, heal itself.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is another shockwave? What's an, like, is there?
Yeah,
is there,
and another one is
the
main one.
Or the heart? Or tell me.
Yeah, yeah. So the heart chakra is in the key of F. Then you were mentioning the brain, which there's one right in between your eyes called they call it the third eye or the brow chakra. That is actually connected to the pineal gland, and that is in the key of A sharp.
And okay.
And then if you want that willpower, that drive, that's your solar plexus, and that's in the key of E.
And will you be explaining that at the Tarleton?
I do.
Okay, that's part of your show.
That's part of my show. Not only do I explain the chakras, but I explain the instruments too as well, because a lot of people are like, I've never heard that before.
Right. Yeah. And these instruments, tell me about them.
So these are, most of them are all ancient. I mean, we're going back as far as 800 BC. I started off playing Native American flutes. Mainly my grandmother is half Cherokee. And then I was missing a couple of extra octaves. So I started getting into flutes all around the world. And what's so special about flutes is every single culture has flutes. So anybody on the planet these days can connect with the flute being via their ancestors. So we have Indian flutes, Chinese flutes, Japanese flutes. I got an Armenian flute coming in, Northeast, South America. We're in North America. And just flutes from all over the world, and they're all tuned to that particular sound. So when you hear me play an Arabian flute, you'll feel like you're in the Middle East. I have some Egyptian flutes too as well.
Love it. Yeah.
So when you play these flutes, chef, are they all different to play,
Or is there a connection there as well?
Now, when I was just playing the native flutes, they were pretty much all the same. But then when I started switching into third world flutes, they're all completely different. The armature is different. I have some reed instruments now. So it really requires a lot of discipline because I'm constantly switching the different armatures, and sometimes the brain doesn't want to work that way.
It's kind of almost like knowing more than one language, right?
And switching exactly, between, yeah. And trying to talk five different languages all in the same conversation.
That is very cool. That's going to be a fun evening. Now, yes. Tell me, so we sit back, listen to this calming, meditative sounds. You explain it as we go along. The drums are going to bring yes. our mind relaxing. And I did experience that when you did that. And I thought that was like just an unbelievably unique event that I just, and I've been here a long, long time. That's the first time I had that cool of an experience. And nice. I called you after that. And we called some other friends and said, look, man, when this guy's doing this again, you got to go. I mean, that's it's because awesome. We, with, you know, four or six other couples that we hang with, we always try to look something a little bit different, you know, and it's fun to go and, that thing where you can golf we just look for experiences, right? And yours is very unique. Tell me just about, I want to stay on this, but I just want to talk about the food. Are you cooking that
so
night?
So I'm not. So that's the one time that I don't have to. They have a full kitchen there.
Oh, they do.
So,
right.
Yep, so you'll be able to order food. You'll be able to order drinks. They have a full bar all night long. So you're not just sitting back and relaxing. You'll have a full belly. And, you know, this is Wisconsin. You got to have something to drink.
Absolutely. Thursday, January 25th, 5:30. The doors open. 6:30 is when this all takes place at the Tarleton on Broadway. And Walnut Street. I want to hear a little bit of music from you. But before we do, tell me just a little bit more about the ancient native. Tell me about the connection with the Cherokee and how that all works for you.
Yeah, so.
And I have to comment on your outfit. Todd, did you see this guy?
Of course
you.
I did. Like, I got my fire
outfit. What is that?
On. So this is considered like a fire uniform almost. It's kind of in between of South America and Native American too as well. And, you know, it's just basically getting into the culture. These are all the different colors and different symbols that you would see in the culture anyway.
Todd, did you think you overslept and ran here in his pajamas?
No, but I'm
comfortable, though.
I did say, how can he be walking around with flip-flops
on
in this
Louisiana.
Kind of weather?
Oh, I'm
from Louisiana. Come on. Right.
You can't take the country out of the boy.
Tell us about I want to talk about the connection to the Native Americans.
Yeah. So the connection is these flutes, you mean nowadays I'm using them for entertainment, but mainly for sound therapy too as well. So these were meant for in the shaman culture. So the shamans were kind of like the medicine doctors. So if anyone was suffering from pretty much any type of mental disorder, depression, anxiety, anything like that, the flutes are excellent for the mind psyche. So instead of going to the doctor, you would go to the shaman and he would play his flutes. He would play the drums, which mimic the heartbeat and really calm the body. And that's what they use to transform the people. So it really is a sound therapy tool instead of just something to just play for entertainment.
You've actually done some sound therapy sessions too, though, right?
I have. I do them quite often. And I volunteer now too at a couple local nursing homes and stuff like
that's
that.
That's amazing.
And yeah, they
all
love
right.
it.
Well, we're going to put you to the test because wasn't Johnny's text talking about stomach flu?
He's got the stomach flu.
Okay, yeah, that would be the sacral soccer. KD, my man. He's got it.
Johnny, listen, we are going to cure you when we come back after this break. The Kia D with Ace Champion, Good Buffalo Meditation. Mind on the Mayor, we're going to be right back.
Love it.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So why did you just shake your head at me?
Because this is not really good Buffalo meditation music.
I don't know. It's kind of trippy. I'm digging it. I'm
listening. Are you? Okay, we'll listen to a little bit of this then. But we're going to segue into Ace Champion's Good Buffalo Meditation concert that's coming up at the Tarleton Theater here on Broadway. You have another big event coming up, and I've been to this other one a lot, the powwow.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is a night of nation. They actually invited me to open up before the grand entry, so it's kind of like opening up for the big band this past summer. And then this year they're having me back again for the winter powwow at the Radisson next Saturday. So I'll be playing from 11 o'clock to about 12:30, and then they'll be having the grand entry at 1 o'clock.
Before we get into it, I want you to play especially the key of D and help Johnny with his stomach ache. But tell me, before we do that, this, can you be hired out? Like, you're unique, right? And I love unique experiences. I told you that. And even, especially as our kids got older, it's, you can only buy kids so many gifts. And you got to segue to an experience. And even if you want to spend a little bit of money and take them to Hamilton or take them to theater, or, you know, Packer games are great, but there's so many other things, and or just do a home cooking thing. But to see you with your preparation of some very unique Southern cuisine, if I can say, and then support that with just this interesting educational music, healing music. Yes. Are you hired out, or do you have a website? How do we find out?
Yeah, you can reach me at chefchampion.com. And I actually been putting the two and two together because both food and music are so much therapy. So I do dinners in a show. As far as the music goes, you know, you can hire me out. I actually started playing for hospice patients too as well.
Wow. So, okay. Very cool.
And weddings. So. Yeah.
All right. So we're here again with Ace Champion, who is a chef. He's a studied music and a lot of ancient history music, and it correlates to therapy and healing. And he was talking earlier how the key of D focuses a little bit more on your intestinal. And I think the why don't you play that for Johnny, and then we'll get to me and do that third eye, that A sharp. I need the brain work. Yeah, I know, that's me. I'm okay. So let's just hear a little something.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, John, you feel better? That was
that was free of no charge.
All right.
Just for you, my friend.
The key of D. Tell me about the instrument you're playing. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so this is called a drone flute. So it's a double-barreled flute. So one plays one tone, and then the other one I can control the six. So I can play just one by itself, or I can play them two together. I started off playing both of them, and that was that kind of harmonious that you hear.
Now, how did you learn all this stuff? Like, what is, I know you hail from not New Orleans, but right outside of New Orleans, right?
Yeah, right outside of New Orleans. Yeah, this is definitely not common in Louisiana, more or less common in Louisiana than it is in Wisconsin. So that shows you that. But no, when I picked up these flutes, I found it very hard to find a flute instructor. So I kind of took to YouTube, learned how to play the scales.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. But the great thing about the flutes is they, I feel like they hold a certain energy. Because remember, this is a chunk off of a tree or a bamboo. So the more you play it, the more it actually teaches you how to play. Now, it's not in your ear saying, don't play that. But, you know, you kind of know what to play, not to play. And it, essentially, you teach yourself.
Hey, you don't have any sheet music in front of you.
I don't. When I was at the Tarleton last year, I tried to read sheet music, and then at the end, I played from the soul. Yeah, that wasn't good. And I had some people come up to me, and they said, you were at your best when you put that sheet music down.
Yeah.
And I never picked it up again.
Chef, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, when, sure.
You were just playing that. I was kind of running around getting coffee for our next guest, but it sounded like there was a low note, and then you were doing all
this. That was a drone flute, so it was playing two different notes at the same time.
How do you do that?
Yeah, well, it's got two barrels, you know. It's kind of like a binary beat, if you ever heard that, but it really stimulates the brain.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully John is feeling better up
in
his
bed.
Yes,
I'm sure
right
he
now.
Is. Well, yeah, let's, what else do you have? I want to hear this third eye, this A sharp.
Yeah, so this
is, I need to help.
Yes, you do.
Yes. So this is for the brain.
This is for the brain.
What's this going to, what, how different will I be after I'm done?
The third eye really invokes like intuition, you know, and your inner visions and imagination. You know, a lot of times we forget that imagination, and really your imagination is your vision, you know, being able to think things out before you do it and have a clear vision on what you want to do instead of just kind of jumping in the ocean and not knowing how to swim.
Why don't you play that for the city council?
I did not say that on record.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, and this one's actually Arabian scale, so it should invoke the Arabian feel.
Awesome.
You are now a miracle worker, my friend.
I'm taking the Packers.
There you go. There you go. Maybe I should play before the game and hypnotize everybody.
I had a vision of Aaron Jones having a breakout game. So,
hey, there you go. There you
all
go.
All right. Well, how interesting to do this. And do you have the price for the Tarleton event?
Yeah.
That's not on my list here.
I keep the Tarleton nice and sweet, nice and cheap. It's only $10 to get up in there. Please feel free to pre-register. I know you can pay at the door, too, as well, but we like to kind of know.
$10,
you know, because I want it to be for
charges
everybody.
A lot more at the backstage.
Well, that's because I know you're the mayor. You got all that money, you know? Hey, you got to charge accordingly, they tell me.
Wow. Okay. $10. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's June 25th and
July.
July. 25th.
I'm sorry. No, January.
January. Okay. Oh, yeah. July. Okay. Okay. We were more focused on the vision. Notice how
his third eye is tripping now.
That A sharp made me think down the road.
There you go.
And
I like that.
That's why I was on July. Now I'm back to January, and we will see you. That is going to be a great event on January 25th. Doors open at 5:30. It's only $10, but then you can order dinner.
You can order
which
dinner,
which would be great,
and drinks,
which is fun, and it's great seating there.
Oh, it's
phenomenal. The sight lines are great.
Yeah,
everything about it. That's just an awesome. Tarl's done a great job with that place. And then the show starts at 6:30. That is going to be a good time. And we can get you for, how do we find out where you are? I was talking to some people and my kids, a couple of kids who live out in New York, and they have a lot of events like you. You know, where you go and you learn something and eat something. It's a combination. And those are experiences that are just, you like the music and you like to learn, but to do both together makes it a truly unique experience. And thanks for sharing that with
my
Green
pleasure.
Bay.
Thanks for having me.
This is awesome. All right, we're going to see you. Johnny, I hope you feel better in the key of D, and my brain is better with an A sharp.
There you go.
All right, Ace.
I love it.
Ace, thanks for coming in. You're the best.
My pleasure.
We will see you on June 25th at the Tarleton.
January.
That
see,
vision,
he's
man.
He's in the future. I'll tell you, it
A-sharp.
Works. It works.
All right,
A-sharp,
we'll be right
baby.
Back. Mind on the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's the first step toward avoiding a government shutdown in the next few weeks. An agreement between Republicans and Democrats in Washington, an overall cap on discretionary spending for the rest of the fiscal year. Big development in the investigation into that door that fell off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight on Friday. A key part of the door found in the backyard of a school teacher named Bob in Portland, Oregon.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Thank you, Bob.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. Digging out in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
My little battery-powered snowblower is no match for this, so I kind of have to shovel, get the snow down a little bit, and then I can snowblow.
Nearly a foot of snow fell over the weekend. First major winter storm of the season for many. Two other cross-country storms are now on the move. Michigan and Washington set to battle for the National College Football Championship later tonight. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts were just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least has been, controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have some big snow on the way starting late this afternoon, continuing through tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night. 4 to 7, maybe even up to 8 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Wind is also going to be an issue, gusting to 40 plus late tomorrow through tomorrow night, creating blowing snow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, Meatpacking and Kakana urges you to give the gift of life. Because the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days, there must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. So be an angel and give blood. It saves lives. This from Hain Meatpacking in Kakana, serving the area since 1959. And they know life is the most precious gift you can give. So please donate blood today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, all right, welcome back, everybody. Man, this has been a fun morning. We have got everything going on except John. Hey, just a reminder to everyone, we have a winter weather advisory coming up. It's in effect from 9 p.m. tonight until Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. We're looking at 4 to 7 inches of snow. So
glad I didn't take the Tuesday gig.
I'm a little worried about how I'm going to get here in the morning, but we'll see.
Well, hey, we got that deal with the Northland, right? We're going to give them some advertising and get you a room. They don't have anything going on, you know, because I obviously couldn't have got you a room last weekend.
That's what I was going to say. That's nice. That's nice, Jim. They don't got anything going
well,
on.
Well, I mean, they do have a lot going on, but I'm saying I think they could find an extra room, whereas they were totally sold out for the Packer-Bear game. That's what I was saying. We love the Northland. That is one of the best places north of Milwaukee. we want people to be ready for this little storm that's coming, Joe. And what we're telling them is, you know, be prepared. Check the snowblower. Make sure there's gas in there. Go get it today if you do that. Or tell the kid across the street, look, man, you need to shovel my driveway tomorrow morning. I don't want to call because somebody else is going to call
him
tomorrow.
Isn't it stunning how it always catches us by surprise?
Well, I know, but it shouldn't. That's why we've been, right, Todd? We've been doing our job as radio people.
Brittany was telling us last week that we were going to have this, so we knew it.
And then the other piece of advice is to take, when you get home, take the shovel and put it next to your door so you don't have to go through the snow into the garage. Or have it downstairs wherever you
are. I have a Chihuahua, half dachshund, half chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
And so I have to snow blow place for, you know, her to do her thing.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm like snow blowing the front. I'm the guy that snow blows his front yard.
That's the first thing you got to do.
So how big is this dog, Joe?
She's 20 pounds. So she's, you know, I carry her like a football. We're talking football. And she looks at me like I'm responsible for the weather. You know, she'll stare out the front door like, what is this?
My dog, I have a dog. I've talked to him once or twice on this show. part of my family.
I get it. You're in a safe space.
A Bernedoodle, he loves the snow. He will go out there and play. And I'm like, Milton, got to get back in here. Because I got to go to work. But
do you notice how we can't? What breed?
Bernedoodle.
And I have a Chihuahua. You can't just have a beagle anymore.
No.
You got to have gotta have names.
No, they got to, we got to get something unique and expensive. And, he's might be a little bit on the spoiled side, but, I have nothing else to do. So that's what I do. So, hey, we are with the director of the Grand in Oshkosh. And I've talked about this before. You got it going on in Oshkosh.
It's forward movement. It really is. You got an exciting place to be.
City manager.
Mm-hmm.
We've had him on our show before. Johnny and I did the EAA live from Oshkosh. Been there many, many times. I like what you're doing with some of your new development downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the water. And you know, this Grand is like a catalyst, right? Wouldn't you?
Well, it's the center of the downtown.
Right.
It really is. And it has been for 140 years.
And you run it.
I do. Allegedly. So they tell me.
How long you been there?
It will be in June 20 years.
Yeah. That's a good run.
Yeah, it is a good run.
I mean, I don't know what you're a young guy, so you could be there much longer. But you need that consistency to make things work.
You're a sweet man, Mayor. I'm probably older than you.
Well, I want to get into the, but I think businesses that work, like I don't think people should be there forever, but it's tough to get to change the ship in 2-3 years.
It's a cycle, you know, and when you run an organization and a building like the Grand, you got to realize that, you know, 20 years is a long time, but 20 years in 140 years is just a blip.
Right.
So I'm just the latest person taking care of this beautiful building.
Right. You know? And that's the way I look at the city too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was great. I loved it, but it's, you know, someone else's time turn, whatever you call it. But your events, what I like about the Grand is, and we used to say in the business side, you want to pick everybody's pocket. I mean, you just don't want to get one thing in because people like a variety, right?
And
I don't know why. There's so many things you have going on. I don't know how you want to start this, but just even the 13th, you got a big event coming up. That Piano Man 2?
The Piano Man 2, a tribute to Elton John and,
right.
and Billy
Joel.
Is that
Joel. Awesome?
It's great. And you can, I'm not quite sure you can even still get a ticket for that one. Oh. That one's great. But you hit it right on the, you hit it.
I saw both those guys live. They've both been in Green Bay. Billy Joel played.
The beauty,
And Elton John was here.
And the beauty
Rush.
Of Witter is, what I like about, you know, there are a fair amount of tributes at Grand, right? And a wise man once told me, it doesn't matter what you're doing, just do the best at what you do. You know, find the best tribute for X and Y and Z. And Witter has had his same band together, I think, for 25 years.
Oh. Well,
and this is the second Billy Joel Elton John show. The first one he did was the 70s. This one is the 80s. And they cover it and they do a multimedia presentation of this is when you're... CD player was invented.
Right.
This is when you're whatever. So you got this whole other thing going on too, which is great. It's very nostalgic and very fun.
And you know, we talked about music, and you know, everybody who works here loves music. That can really put you in a place where you were super happy. Like you think about Elton John but I mean everything from, you know, The Bitches Back to Yellow Brick Road. Those were great times. And I was in high school.
Well, and you know, in the next couple of weeks, we've got Billy Joel and Elton John tribute. Right. We've got Steely Dan tribute.
I saw that.
We've got Daybreak, Barry Manilow tribute. We're gonna take people back to some fun times.
Oh my God, you have Barry Manilow tribute?
Yeah, this guy's great. And Barry Manilow, you know, saved my life. I was in the 1970s. I was a young classical pianist at that point. That was going to be my first career track. And you know, that it was great, but it didn't get you popular at parties in high school.
Barry Manilow?
But then Barry Manilow and then Piano Man. Thank God for Piano Man.
Yes.
Piano Man, you know, Billy Joel hit it. It was out there. It was in the key of C.
Ace what that does for us, but okay.
It changed my, you don't have plenty of the black notes.
Okay. All right. So all right.
So it's, although it's jazz, so I guess you do, but that's a whole nother thing.
So Daybreak, that's February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Barry Manilow, he just had a special.
Yeah.
On TV. And my co-host, John Mino, posted on Facebook, which a lot of people look at that. I'm not on Facebook, but mm-hmm. he said that he was like had a blanket and he watched Barry Manilow. I'm like, you're going to admit that?
Isn't that funny? I know.
But he loved it.
And there, you know, and Barry was, I guess he's still there. He's still out there doing
right.
it. But you could hate Barry Manilow and you got to shake your head and go. You know, it's like it's like certain football teams. You got to shake your head and go,
they're awesome.
Oh my God.
But
how do they do it?
Right.
And how do they keep doing it?
But they keep
doing it.
I think that's what's mm-hmm. cool mm-hmm. about that. So, hey, tell me about this Matilda.
Matilda will be fun. Oshkosh North High School, one of the great secrets of Grant. You mentioned this earlier, and it is absolutely necessary in this market, you know, for me. We've got two giant PACs within an hour of us. So it's really important that we take advantage of the beauty of the small theater, and you've got a couple of them here in Green Bay. You know what I'm talking about, and you've got to do a little something for everybody. It's got to be the little market where you can pull this off the shelf along the way. One of the things we get to do twice a year is bring high school kids onto the stage, and
that's
Oshkosh
awesome.
North and Lourdes High School have been doing their musicals on our stage. Well, long before I got there. So there are people on my board of directors who performed their high school musical, you know, and it, let's face it, for when you bring high school kids in, first of all, that's how I got started. So I have that emotional attachment to having high school kids perform on stage. But their parents come in, a lot of them for the very first time.
Right.
And they're looking around and they're going, wow. This is great. And they learn the three most important things about the Grand. It doesn't cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear jeans.
Yeah.
And you can have a beer.
Nice.
Right?
You know, and then guys figure out. Stuffy. Guys figure out. You know, this doesn't hurt.
No, right.
This doesn't.
I'll
hurt.
Go.
Yep. This doesn't hurt. Yeah. I could do this again.
You are doing a great. We're talking with Joe Furlow. Joe is the executive director at the Grand in Oshkosh, and I if you haven't been there, you've got to go there. And the plethora of shows that you're bringing in there from that Piano Man Tube, of course, Barry Manilow. You know, I love high school plays. I too was you know, a long time ago, but was in that. And my wife and I go to a lot of high school plays. Are you surprised at the talent?
Always.
It's like unbelievable.
Always.
It's I look at these kids and they are really, really good. Like I was like not that good, but these kids are. This is Broadway stuff. Some of these kids.
It's stunning. The teachers, most of the time, these teachers are just kind of doing it. They're not getting extra pay or extra, you know, certainly not getting rich doing
right.
it. There's all that extra time and effort and that goes into it. Both of these high schools have not only the kids on stage who are high school kids, but they have a full orchestra
right.
in the pit
right.
playing as well. It's just remarkable. You don't do it anymore.
And what an opportunity for those kids, though, mm-hmm. right? Because you don't want that to go away. Once that's gone, that could be
well,
gone.
They fall for the place. You know, in high schools, when, you know, they get into the ghosts and, you know, the haunted grand and, you know, and all of that stuff, too. And they get hooked and you hope they keep coming back.
And we have, great high schools here. And, you know, some of our high schools, like those kids at Preble, I mean, Preble is larger than St. Norbert College. So if you get the leading role, you're probably pretty good.
Right.
But Southwest High School we became really friends with the music director there. And I actually have those kids come in and sing at my house for my holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and they are, I'm telling you I'm so glad you're reaching out and having Matilda perform there, because those high school kids are going to love it. And you want them to have an appreciation for the Grand.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And if they're going to bring their parents and they're going to come to some other stuff. I don't know that you're going to get these guys to go see Barry Manilow, but I think they're going to come to a lot.
No, but their parents might. their parents might go, oh, look at this.
All right. How do you book all this stuff? This is not easy.
It's funny that you say that, because this week, snow willing, right? I'm glad it's fallen early in the week, but I fly out to, like everything else, there are giant trade shows.
Oh, cool. Right?
And there is one in this is the weekend when the national trade show for arts agents and managers and presenters, which is what they call what I do, meet in New York City for 5 days.
Nice.
So I'll fly out and literally the New York Hilton has several floors of booths, and you shop at like any other trade show. Agents are there, managers, and then there are showcases, little 20-minute performances, and you could showcase the whole week. They're going on day and night. They're going on all over New York, little restaurants and hole in the wall and dance studios and at the hotel, and you literally shop and you make all the connections you can. And you go forward there. I'm there. The Widener's there, the PAC's there, we're all there.
So as a presenter, you can book it. Is that's why you go, is this true that some of these entertainers, because you're a presenter and you're not, something tells me you are an entertainer, but right now when you go out to New York, you're a presenter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make decisions quickly, right?
You do. There's a lot that goes into it. And if someone had told me there was so much damn math in what I do. But basically, the equation runs like this. I know I have 500 seats. I can never add more. I'm going to know what an act costs. And then you got to add in the act and the sound and lights and whatever the special stuff with the blue M&Ms and all of that stuff. And then you got to figure out what the ticket price is going to be and what the maximum you can charge. And either the math works, or you got negotiating to do. Speaking of negotiating to do.
All right. I want to talk about... We got Joe Furlow here, who's executive director of the Grand in Oshkosh. I want to talk about when we come back about the market research you do. Is mm-hmm. it all you, or do you get surveys from customers?
Sure.
This is great stuff. All right, we're going to be right back. Mind on the Mayor, WGBW.
It's time we let the spirit come in. Let it. Look at where we've been running around.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, enough of Barry.
No, come on.
Because Joe just said somebody here likes Barry Manilow. I'm like, it ain't me. So, Todd, we're glad you're having your day.
I'm doing that for John. This is an honor, John, because he enjoys Barry so much.
He does. He was on the sofa with his little quilt and watching.
You know,
Barry
he can bring his quilt to the Grand too. Okay. I should tell him.
Right. We'll put him off on the corner. 501 seats.
I might even get him a Grand quilt.
Yeah, he's going to need that. Hey, just a couple things I want to update our listeners on. That winter weather advisory, I think it's in effect from 9 p.m. tonight until 3 a.m. Wednesday. And just get prepared for this, right, you guys? There's going to be some snow coming. We're going to enjoy it because we're in the playoffs, so it's not that bad of a storm. We're going to relish the storm and say, hey, look, we're all going to be in Dallas. And we're not all going to be in Dallas. We're going to be watching the game on Saturday. So 4 to 7 inches, up to 8 inches of snow. And then, hey, I got to give a plug for one of our great sponsors. We talked about Pella earlier. Midwest Restoration. You familiar with these guys, Joe?
I am.
They are the best. Family owned since 2008. And these are the guys that will be there in an hour or less if something not pleasant happens in the house, from a sewer backup, some pump failure. They help prevent future problems such as mold, fire damage. They are there, and they're not just there from a technical standpoint. They're from an emotional standpoint. They're there from really getting you past this crisis, if you will. And they provide full restoration services from board to rebuild. They'll be the first to secure property, covering the openings, tarp, roof structure if needed. They also go and they work with your insurance company, your insurance adjuster, to start the process for cleaning up and rebuilding your property. Midwest Restoration has a heart and understanding of your circumstances. They go above and beyond. It's a really cool company. We've had them in here a number of times, and they're just committed to your needs. They're professional. They're fully trained. And what's cool about these guys is 24/7. They carry their cell phones with them. You know, sometimes you got this sewer backing up, and it's like, okay,
There is nothing worse than when your house is violated right? in one way or the other.
Right.
You know?
And it usually happens when you have company. So water damage, you know, can occur from pipes breaking, some pumps. So these guys are there. Emergency service vehicle to respond immediately to your needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So you got to put their number in your phone, 920-MIDWEST. Great company, great customer service. All right, speaking of great things going on in Green Bay, and not Green Bay, greater Green Bay.
Green Bay Oshkosh, can come, Appleton. Though. That's the big secret, right? Come. It's 50 minutes.
All right, it's easy.
Boom. It's 7:30 in the morning, and I got here.
You're here. In studio.
In studio.
I thought Oshkosh is going to phone it in, and I don't. I much prefer people in-house. So, hey, you are the executive director of the Grand in Oshkosh. You're going out to New York to look at booking some events. You have some great events booked that we kind of went through. And what's the website for you guys to?
The Grand Oshkosh. Okay. Got to get the. TheGrandOshkosh.org.
The Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Ohio State.
Yes.
The Grand.
That's right.
We like to brag. That
The Grand Oshkosh. TheGrandOshkosh.org.
Right. That's right. Tell me about couple things you have going on, and I want to get to how you choose your shows, which obviously you do a great job of, but the Four Phantoms, tell me about that.
Well, it's interesting because it comes into play a lot of what we're talking about. The Four Phantoms, first of all, I have no business doing. I just described to you all the math and all the things.
Yeah,
there's no way. The Four Phantoms play 2,000, 3,000 seat theaters all over the world.
Wow. Right? And you got them.
I got them. I got them for several times now. And it comes back to you asked this question, you know, why go to New York? Why don't we phone it in like everything else? And it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
The Four Phantoms, the only reason they're in Oshkosh is because many years ago, about a decade ago, I had an ongoing professional relationship with one of the Four Phantoms, Frank D'Ambrosio.
Cool.
And he would come and perform his solo show. Frank did 6 years as the Phantom in San Francisco. He tours all over the world. He played, I don't know if you're a Godfather fan, but he played Michael Corleone's opera singing son in really? Godfather Part 3.
All right. Love him.
So he's royalty to me.
Oh, yeah.
But Frank's standing in the center stage. He and I are talking. He just came in. He's looking around and he's like, I can't get over. He said, you know, this is the most beautiful and the finest acoustic opera house I've sung in America.
Wow.
And I looked at him and I'm like, Frank, I hear you got this project going. I said, you know, with Four Phantoms, 10,000 performances between them is the Phantom, and they do this Broadway show with a combo and female guest artist, and I'm like, there's no way that works here.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it look and sound great here? He picks up his cell phone, center stage at the Grand with just the ghost light shining, and he calls the producer. He says, I want you to meet Joe Furlow. He's the director of the Grand. He said, this is the most beautiful theater I've sung at in America, and we need to get the Four Phantoms here.
Wow.
So I met Mr. Toffanelli, the producer, and over the years, he's become a friend and a mentor and a professional colleague. The Phantoms have performed, I think, four times at the Grand now. Hmm. What happened is, because of the nature of what they do, they live all over the country, and they've got a gig at a large theater in Tampa. They fly in the morning of the show, mm-hmm. and they rehearse. They're, you know, making, hey, nice to see you, da 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 da. How's the family? They do the rehearsal, they do their show, and they fly to their next gig. Well, with Oshkosh, the only way we could afford to do it, besides the, you know, 16 sponsors that made it happen, the only way they can afford to do it is I got three shows.
Oh.
And so that puts them in town for 5 days. And it became like a little mini vacation for them, a little home for them. They got to know Oshkosh. They got to know the people on the streets. They got to know the crowds. And they've liked it so much. And I know I saw the fingers fly over there.
Yeah.
But
the fingers were too for our listeners. we're enjoying this story, but we just want to keep moving.
That's right.
So Thursday to Saturday, March 21st to the 23rd. And then what's the PBS thing? You're getting that? Well, they watching
I don't know
this?
If I can cover that in a minute.
You got 1 minute.
They chose... out of all of the places in the country, including Las Vegas, where one of the Four Phantoms opened up the theater for Phantom there, they have chosen the Grand as the place to film their PBS special, which they will do with the March performances at the Grand. So we've got to trick out the theater for audience, for television. The special gets taped. It gets released nationally in the fall. And it's all about live from the Grand Oshkosh.
Oh, my God, Joe. That's awesome. You are making that place happen. That is going to be great exposure and to expose it with those guys.
And that's
right?
Our audiences.
Yeah,
I mean, right. I'm doing a regular show. So the audiences for that show are the audiences for the PBS special.
Very cool. Hey, thanks for being here. We got to get down to the Grand. And again, your website again?
It is thegrandoshkosh.org.
All right. Joe, thank you for being here. Have a good time in New York. Book us some great entertainment as you've been doing the last 20 years. You know, God bless you for bringing this great culture to our community here.
Thank you so much. It's
all right,
it's a labor of love. I love
it. Happy
Thanks
New Year
for
to you,
having
buddy.
Me.
All right. Take care. Minor the Mayor. We'll be back tomorrow.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.